USA News. I'm John Schaefer. The Fulton County District Attorney says the announcement of whether or not charges are filed against former President Donald Trump in connection with the 2020 election in Georgia will come later this summer. Fannie Willis said today the announcement of decisions in this case may provoke a significant public reaction. Willis has been investigating Trump and his allies for possible election interference since early 2021. One person is dead, a second in custody after a shooting just outside of Oklahoma City happened at Rose State College, where Rich Wiedemeyer is a psychology professor.
You have every emotion that you can imagine. You know, you're angry, you're scared, you're sad, you're bewildered, you're in shock, you don't know why. You thought, yeah, everybody's worried about this, but you never think it's going to happen to you.
Police called the incident a domestic situation and have given the all clear for students and staff. The Secretary of State is announcing a three-day ceasefire in Sudan. Antony Blinken said the Sudanese Armed Forces and Rapid Support Forces came to the agreement to begin the ceasefire tonight at midnight. American citizens who are ready to get out of Sudan are now getting some help from the U.S. government.
We are actively facilitating the departure of American citizens who want to leave Sudan, as the State Department has been urging them to do for years.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan said the U.S. is providing American citizens with information on land evacuation routes out of that country. Jury selection is underway in Pittsburgh in the trial of the man who is accused of killing 11 people at the Tree of Life Synagogue back in October of 2018. Prosecutors say Robert Bowers was armed with an assault rifle when he carried out that attack. He's facing a number of charges, including hate crimes resulting in death. And Wall Street closed mixed to start the week. At the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 66 points. The S&P 500 rose 3. The NASDAQ lost 35. This is USA News.
We hear that a lot at ChickenDinnerCasino.com because we have so many winners. That's because we have so many ways to win, including slots, blackjack, poker, and more. Of course, you can step into our sports book and bet on any sport, including the NBA playoffs and Major League Baseball, with some of the best bonuses around. But don't just take my word for it.
Hey, it's Heath Bell here, former pitcher for the San Diego Padres.
Hey, this is Ryne Sandberg, Chicago Cubs Baseball Hall of Famer, number 23 retired.
Hey, it's 2017 NBA Slam Dunk Champion Glenn Robinson III here.
Be a winner by playing ChickenDinnerCasino.com.
Winner, winner!
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
ChickenDinnerCasino.com, where you can become a winner, winner! Like me!
And our listeners get special offers. Just go to ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. That's ChickenDinnerCasino.com/USA. And you can be a winner, winner today.
President Biden is expected to officially announce his plan to run for re-election tomorrow. According to reports, Biden has been meeting with family and advisors discussing plans for a low-key announcement, that announcement most likely to come via video. Tomorrow also the four-year anniversary of the day that Biden announced his candidacy for the 2020 presidential election. Well, he's not even announced his candidacy, but former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie told the Daily Beast he intends to be the Republican nominee for president in 2024. Christie said he believes Republicans will lose if Donald Trump wins the nomination and claimed he's a viable alternative to Trump. Two high-profile commentators are leaving their respective cable news networks. Fox News announced today it's parting ways with Tucker Carlson. Harris Faulkner took to the airwaves to make that announcement.
Fox News Media and Tucker Carlson have mutually agreed to part ways. Tucker's last show was this past Friday.
Just minutes after that announcement, Don Lemon tweeted that he'd been fired by CNN after 17 years at that network. The mayor of Kansas City, Missouri, is blaming last week's shooting on a fear and paranoia culture.
This was a man who, in his statement to the police, said, "I was scared of this, in essence, large black person outside of his door."
Speaking on CBS Face the Nation, Democrat Quinton Lucas said politicians and the media are largely to blame for a culture where people immediately go for their guns. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
Like bones, your teeth lose density and become weaker over time, which can lead to tooth decay, and that can make your visit to the dentist feel like this. But if you want your dental visit to feel like this, try Crest Densify. Crest Densify actively rebuilds tooth density to extend the life of teeth by remineralizing enamel. Densify from Crest, the number one toothpaste brand in America. Smile. Crest has you covered.